This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Of the nearly 6 million people who live in Maryland, just under 14%, almost one of every seven of us, were born in another country. That, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. In other words, they are an international presence in Maryland. On Friday, the female half of that group is being celebrated on International Women's Day. The Creative Alliance is marking the occasion on Thursday night by screening short films showcasing the accomplishments of women around the world. They're also hosting a panel of female activists who work with the international community here. And I'm joined now by two of those women. Sausan Al-Sayab was born and raised in Baghdad, Iraq. She now lives in Baltimore County and is a caseworker with the International Rescue Committee. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mr.
And Aida Pinto Baquero is originally from Colombia. She now lives in Baltimore's Patterson Park neighborhood and is an organizer with the Latino parent support group Mis Raices. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, Sausan, tell me how you come to live in Maryland.
As you mentioned, I was born and raised in Baghdad. I had my education in Baghdad. And then at certain moment, I had to leave the country in 2006 because of the consequences of what was happening in the country. And this is where I decided to leave my country, and I went to Jordan, and I stayed there for almost a year, and I applied for refugee status. And through the refugee status, I got resettled in the U.S., and I was resettled in Baltimore by the International Rescue Committee on July 22nd, 2008. So this is how I came to Baltimore and part of it. And then I started working at the IRC as a caseworker within 8 months. Yeah.
And what does a caseworker do?
Well, it's a very complicated thing, but it can say, like, it's like, as one of my colleagues used to say, you will be the mother, the father, the husband, the wife to the refugee, or whatever it represents, because you are the main contact to the refugee. You receive them at the airport when they first come, and you start helping them build their life, guide them through the systems, try to apply for benefits, help them find housing, enroll in schools, and sometimes they just need someone to talk to. So maybe, like, even after 8 months, because I usually only work with them for 8 months, sometimes they just want to come and see me and talk to me. And this, it's a great feeling. Like, sometimes when you see your clients after 8 months speaking English, able to find a job. I mean, it's not for everyone, but some of them really do it. And I cannot express, tell you how is the feeling of, like, feeling these people starting to be adjusted and integrated into Baltimore and Maryland.
Aida, how did you come to be in Maryland?
Well, we came to the United States 13 years ago to the Silver Spring area, but we came to the Baltimore area like 10 years ago. And
why did you come?
Because our family, we had to leave Colombia because the violence at that time, it was a lot of guerrilla violence and narcotraffic and things like that. So we were kind of a target at that time. So we decided to leave the country. And it was the easiest way for my husband was to apply for a student visa at the University of Maryland.
He studied engineering here.
He had his undergraduate education in Colombia, and he came here to get a master's degree.
In engineering?
In engineering.
And that's his work now,
yes,
as an engineer.
Yes,
and
that's
you already had family in the U.S., right?
Yes, I have a daughter. She's 7 years old.
But when you came?
Yes, we had two sons that at that time, one was 11 and the other one was 10 years old.
I'm sure it's very individual, but Sausan, you were... Overall, what would you say the biggest challenge or challenges are for someone coming here as a refugee?
Yeah, I mean, the challenges are, like, there are so many challenges. You're coming from a totally different environment, totally different culture, just trying to adjust to the country. The health system is different. The way of life is different. I think the first challenge is how to find a job within 8 months, how to live your life again, how to start from zero, because sometimes people come with very high certifications and they cannot work because they have to recertify here in the U.S. and they have, like, this huge expectation that they're going to find a job the second day because, like, they have an MA in architecture or a doctor or a, you know, whatever, nurse. The thing is, like, this is a challenge where you have to tell them, you know, yes, I know, but you have to really get to adjust it and start from zero again. So it's my, I mean, you know, just getting involved in the life, paying your rent, finding housing. It's still like a very challenging, every day is a challenge for a caseworker because you're dealing with people. And sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad, sometimes they're angry, and you have to deal with everything because you're there to help them. And I think one of my biggest challenge is just, I want them to be successful. I don't want to push them, but I hate when I see them not willing to grab a chance.
That is Sasan Al-Sayab here on Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cash. She's a native of Iraq who is now a caseworker with the International Rescue Committee in Baltimore. And also here with us is Aida Pinto Baquero, originally from Colombia, now a resident of Patterson Park in Baltimore. Aida, tell me about Mis Raices. You work with that group.
Yes.
Well, first of all, what does Mis Raices mean?
Mis Raices means my roots. It is a group that was founded at Patterson Park Public Charter School.
At the charter? It was founded,
yes,
at Patterson
it
Park?
It was inside the school.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is to support Latino parents, kind of like you do, but in a different way, you know?
I saw you nodding as Sasan was speaking. Yes.
So it's a place where we support Latino parents and how to navigate the system, how to know about the schools, how to keep their heritage.
How to keep their heritage. Heritage.
How to keep their heritage and all these things. And most of that we do is that, support them, how to get how to rent a house, get educated about education, how to navigate the social services. So we have people that come to our group and talk to these women and help them.
An added factor for some of the women that you work with is that they don't have papers. They're not here legally. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's not easy, but there's another organizations, of course, in the community that they are really interested in to reach out the Latino community. So one of the blessings, I have to say, in the Southeast area of Baltimore is that we have these organizations that are willing to help this community to navigate all these situations. But again, it's by mouth that you tell
by
somebody,
word of mouth.
Uh-huh. You know, okay, you can go to this place, for example, to the CDC South Baltimore, and they can help you with a rent. You can go to Casa de Maryland, which is another organization, and then they can help you to get a job to do. Mm-hmm. So that's the way we manage all these situations, is just looking the organizations around. So when I get to Baltimore, I start to learn about all these organizations. And now it's a way how we can help each other.
Can I add? I mean,
please.
If I may add also, like, I think if I think about it, like, partly me and Aida, what we think we are responsible for is just to put the woman on the right, give them, you know, put the right step. So, like, find the route for them, help them find the way to learn their rights. Because it's just like showing them what is there for them. You know, like all these open opportunities. That's why we all like really work, because sometimes women, you know, through neglect or maybe through ignorance, they just don't know about their rights. So you have just to guide them and put their foot on the steps, you know, where to go. And I believe, I always tell, for all women, education is the key for everything. That's why we encourage more women to go for English classes, because, you know, just getting the language will open doors to you. You're not in your home. You're not alone. Because what tends to be in some cases, we're having a lot of women who are just sitting home, not communicating with anyone. You know, just being home does not mean you are not part of the community. You know, if you're not working, it doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. You're doing a great thing for your family. But you need to integrate in this new place that you are, instead of feeling alone and feeling sorry for yourself. It's really just showing them the step towards success.
Well, thank you so much,
thank you.
Both
thank
of you.
Thank you so much.
Sasan Al-Sayed and Aida Pinto Baquero will be both taking part in a panel at the Creative Alliance this Thursday in honor of International Women's Day. There'll also be a screening of a film, Victory to Change, by Baltimore-based filmmaker Gregory Walsh. It documents the work of two female Indian activists. The event starts at 7:30 p.m., and we've got more information about it on our website, wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, Radio on Radio. Stay with us on Maryland Morning 88.1.